Texans Huddle is brought to you by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. Texans Huddle is also brought to you in part by Amegy Bank. Amegy Bank of Texas is proud to be the official bank of the Houston Texans. MD Anderson. MD Anderson, making cancer history. Texas Emergency Care Center. In network, in your neighborhood, in case of emergency. Ready or not, we are. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today for a chance to win big.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into this week's edition of Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. And, Mark, it's been a week. I'm not even sure if I can remember what to talk about with this last game.
The Texans, right? Played the Colts a week ago, Patty. It was painful because they fell behind 24-0. How about not doing that? That would be a good place to start as far as improvement goes. But they caught up. They came back. They had the ball twice in the final minutes with a chance to take the lead in the game. Unable to do it. Love the way they battled back. Now they're 3-3 and have to regroup.
All right, well, let's talk about the regrouping and break all that down after we check out the highlights in this week's Texans Rewind.
Fitzpatrick gets the snap. Looking to Johnson. Throws right side of the end zone. Andre with the catch and the touchdown. Great grab. Andre Johnson. Luck fakes the handoff. Throws over the middle. Tipped and picked off by Tuggle at the 30-yard line. He's down to the 26. That's the break they needed. Handoff, Foster running left, has a seam, the 10, the 5, to the left, touchdown Houston! Arian Foster, 12-yard run! Foster the lone back, two receivers left, Fitz beats Foster again, right side, big hole, 45, 50, still going, the 45, the 40, the 35, right sideline, inside the 30-yard line as he's wrestled out of bounds by two defenders. First and goal at the 2, Fitzpatrick beats Foster, running to the left, steps in, touchdown Houston! 5, Fitzpatrick under center. He's going to throw after play faking. Steps up, fires deep downfield, and caught to Maris Johnson. Luck, shotgun, one back Bradshaw. Luck drops the snap, and there's a chase for the ball. And guess who's got it? JJ to his left, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown! You got to be kidding me! Fitz steps up. Fitz fumbles the ball. There's a chase for it, and it looks like the Colts are going to have it. They do. It's over. The Texans lose to Indianapolis, 33-28.
Well, Mark, a lot to talk about in this one, but we have to talk about our play of the week, and I'm going to give you play call of the week because you really teed this one up. You kind of called this one.
You know, I had a feeling that it was time for somebody to make a play. I had no idea he was going to do it, but it's the HCC play of the week. HCC, start here, go anywhere. Felt like they could go anywhere from there. J.J. Watt was heard from again.
At the 45-yard line of Houston, it's Watt time. Luck, shotgun, one back Bradshaw. Luck drops the snap. And there's a chase for the ball. And guess who's got it? JJ to his left, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown! You gotta be kidding me! JJ Watt scores! And this place is going crazy!
Seems like we talk about it every week. JJ's popularity just continues to grow, and we had a chance to talk to head coach Mike Tomlin of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He said when he watches film of JJ Watt, he sees fireworks, and clearly a lot of talk of JJ Watt for MVP. We talked about this last week, defensive MVP in the league. A tough call, but the conversation seems to be getting bigger and bigger.
Well, his star is rising even higher, Patty, and I think when you look at J.J. Watt, you're looking at not only sacks, but touchdowns now. The offensive touchdown he had against Oakland, you have a couple of defensive touchdowns, and who knows what else? We have 10 games to play in the season, but if he's going to get strong consideration, I think he will probably anyway. But if he's actually going to win the thing or get even close, the team has to rise to close to his level. They're going to have to win some football games here, and I think they'll have to at least finish with a winning record if Watt is going to have a chance at winning the thing. And last I checked, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and guys like that still play in this league, so it's very difficult to take the votes away from them when they are carrying their teams far. I know a lot of people are writing off the Patriots, but they're bouncing back kind of nicely right now. So got a long way to go. I think it's, you know, it's an individual award. You don't want to focus too much on it, but it's impossible not to because Watt is that terrific right now.
Yeah, and we actually had a chance to talk to JJ and get his thoughts on what he thought about what everybody else is thinking about him.
I've always said that what I believe is, especially as I go on and I mature throughout my career, I'm going to work as hard as I can in the film room, in the weight room, on the practice field, and then go out on game day and try and be the best player that I can be. And awards and honors and things like that, those are people's opinions. And if they think highly enough of me to give me those things, then I'll accept them gladly. But I'm not going to beat myself up over it if I don't get it, because I know I did everything I could do. And so I can't control what a voter thinks. I can't control what a media member thinks and how they write. All I can do is control how hard I work and how much I can contribute to the game.
And you know, Mark, JJ also went on to say that he really surrounds himself with a close group of friends and family to keep him grounded, because you can see clearly how easy it would be to just get caught up in this.
You know, and it's part of what I think all successful people do to a certain extent, surround themselves with the right kind of people. You think about it, you're JJ Watt, you can't go to the store, you can't go out in public without being mobbed by people at this stage. I mean, he's not only a huge star in this town and maybe the biggest star on the team, of course, but he's one of the biggest stars in the entire National Football League right now. They're promoting him so heavily for this Monday night matchup with the Steelers. He's got to stay grounded. He does a good job doing it.
All right, well, we will talk much more about this matchup on Monday night with the Steelers after this break. Stay with us.